From Hollywood, Rudy Vallee presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Yes, Rudy Vallee with Billy Burke. Xavier Cugat and his orchestra, Pinky Lee, Betty Bradley, and the rising young star Don DeFore, brought to you by Dream Shampoo.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Villa Valley Nightclub, this is Pinky Lee, the busboy speaking. Be sure to visit our cocktail lounge tonight. We're serving a Whistler's Mother's Special. One drink and you just sit there.
Hello, Pinky. This is Billy Burke.
Oh, hello, Miss Burke. Gee, I'm so glad you called.
Pinky, dear, you sound worried. What's on your mind?
It's very simple.
I know. But what's on it?
Ooh, you make me so mad. Miss Burke, please, I'm in no mood for sarcasm. I happen to be a useful membrane of society. I may not be a moron yet, but I'm working up to it. I'm a self-made nobody. After all, I'm self-educated.
Self-educated?
Mm-hmm.
You don't sound very smart.
Naturally. What can I learn from a dope like me? And another thing.
What's going on here? Pinky Lee. Stop wasting time. Get back to work.
Just a moment, Mr. Valley. You can't talk to me that way. What do you think I am, a human being?
Pinky, your usefulness around here is abysmally insignificant. Your efforts are not commensurate with the necessities of the moment. Your attitude is completely disconcerting. Is that clear?
Your subject is clear, but I think your predicate blew a fuse.
That'll be enough. Who are you talking to?
I was talking to Miss Burke, the backer of this club.
Well, get back into the kitchen.
Okay. I'll fix that guy, Rudy Valley. I'll hide his curling iron.
Hello. Hello, Miss Burke.
Oh, hello, Rudy. I have a surprise for you. Don DeFore has invited all of us down to spend the weekend at his ranch.
Don DeFore? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I saw him in the preview of the Paramount Picture Stock Club. And isn't he the actor who played the wealthy rancher in The Affairs of Susan, the westerner with the 10-gallon hat?
Yes, and that wasn't just a part he was playing.
No?
He is a wealthy rancher. What a handsome young man. And what a wonderful physique he has. Just like the letter V. Wide shoulders, narrow hips.
My figure is like the letter V.
Yes, but yours is upside down.
You're always confusing me with Crosby. Well, spending a weekend at a ranch would be rather pleasant. I shall ask Fifi, the cigarette girl, to go along as my guest.
Oh, Rudy, you're a little late. Don DeFore has already asked Fifi to go as his guest. You know, Don has taken Fifi out quite a bit.
What? Well, he won't take her out anymore.
Oh, I don't know. Don has done it before, and he can do it again.
Now, goodbye, Miss Burke.
Goodbye.
So Don DeFore and I are rivals for Fifi's hand, hmm? Oh, well, let him have her hand, as long as I can have the rest of her.
Slowly, I opened my eyes, hazy with mist. Slowly, my lips realized they had just been kissed. Slowly, you stirred in my arms, thrilling. Don't ever let me go. Then to my ears there came the sound of music playing all around, and in your eyes a wondrous light told me that this night was forever. Slowly, the moon came in view, smiling above. That's when I suddenly knew that we were in love.
Oh, Rudy.
Yes, Truman.
Rudy, tell me. Of all the long love songs you've ever sung, which would you say best describes my favorite subject?
Well, that's easy, Truman. Listen. Sylvia's hair is like the night, touched with glancing starry beams.
Ah, yes. Only speaks eternally enchanting Sylvia. Her hair so lustrous, it seemed jeweled by stars, burnished by moonbeams. Well, the Sylvias of this century don't need poets to glamorize their hair. They depend on Dreen, the shampoo that reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Why? Because Dreen is not a soap shampoo. Because soap in any form leaves a drab, dulling film on the hair. Yes, and Dreen completely removes unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. And now this improved Dreen possesses wonderful hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair far easier to manage right after shampooing.
True. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Senor Rudy, what's the matter?
Well, Coogie, it's the usual thing. It's pee-pee.
Buck up, kid, buck up. You can't go on like this. You better put yourself apart. Just follow my advice and you'll win Fifi away from that rancher Don DeFore. You just have to show her that you are an outdoor man, too, and I'll help you.
Coogie, are you sure you know anything about roughing it, camping out of doors?
Certainly. Many times have I gone hiking in the mountains, pitched a tent, built a campfire, and that's the reason I joined the YWCA.
But the YWCA is all girls.
That's another reason.
Oh, enough of this, Coogie. Well, we better get ready for our long trip to DeFore's ranch. Get your band ready, and I'll send Pinky down to the Army Surplus Supply Depot to buy some camping equipment. I'll just take along the usual things any outdoor man takes with him. A hot water bottle, an atomizer, my Dr. Denton's.
Aren't you going to take your raccoon coat?
Oh, no. No, the last time I wore my raccoon coat in the woods, somebody shot at me.
They thought you were a raccoon?
No, they thought I was Rudy Valley.
I'm riding in the same car with Don DeFore, and you drive so well.
Pardon me, Miss Burke. You're driving.
Oh, you Western men are so observant.
It's just instinct. Say, are you sure this is the way to Valley's house?
Oh, you don't have to worry. I've gone to Rudy's house so often that I can drive there with my eyes closed.
How about trying it the other way, with your eyes open?
Well, here we go again. You can take your head out of the glove compartment now. I just love you rugged outdoor men. Tell me, Mr. DeFore, do you have many horses at your ranch?
Yes, I do. Palominos, roans, mares, and fillies.
Uh-huh. I just love fillies. My uncle smokes them all the time.
Miss Burke, out west, a filly is a horse, not a cigar.
Oh, is that so? Then why do you westerners sing, "Get along, little stogie, get along"? Don't you sing that as you ride the range in your covered wagon?
Miss Burke, I have news for you.
Uh-huh.
We haven't had covered wagons out here for years.
Oh, well, don't worry about it. Now that the war is over, I'm sure they'll start making them again. Oh, I'm certainly looking forward to roughing it at your ranch this weekend.
Ranch? Mm-hmm. Well, my ranch is in Texas. We're going to my very comfortable home near Pasadena.
Oh, dear. When I think of Rudy, Coogie, and Pinky hiking out to your house with those heavy packs on their backs.
Well, But didn't you say we're supposed to pick them up at Valley's and drive them to my house?
Oh, who said that?
You did.
Oh, silly boy, you shouldn't pay any attention to anything I say.
I'm the leader.
Coogie, if we expect to continue this journey, we must observe the rules of fair play. After all, Pinky is carrying all the camping equipment. Coogie, get off his shoulders.
I will, if you will.
Oh, let's not bandy words. Ready, men, on the march.
I can't go another step. I can't go another until I've had a drink. Water! Water!
But, Pinky...
Wait, there's one more. Water!
Pinky, where's the canteen?
What?
Why didn't you bring the canteen?
I couldn't. There were four soldiers still dancing in it. Did you bring anything along to drink?
Yes, but I want to save some of this dream for my hair. And Pinky, stop complaining.
I'm not only thirsty, I'm hungry, too. Gee, I'm hungry. Which way do we go now?
Let me see. There's a fork in the road.
I wish there was a hunk of meat on it.
Just a moment. There's a signpost over there. Maybe that'll tell us where we are. Coogie, read it.
Todos los que están aquí esta noche pueden ir a ver el cine que va a una gran película aquí todas las noches.
Noches. What does that mean?
Don't miss Weekend at the Waldorf.
Valley, look, there's Cookie's band bus. This must be down to Ford's house.
Oh, the boys in my band are here. I think I'll go on and say hello to them.
I'll go into the house, too. You know, I'll bet Fifi and DeFore are alone. Just the two of them.
Two of them? Fifi and DeFore are five.
I'm going in anyway. Aha! I've caught you.
Caught me? I didn't even know you were chasing me.
Not you. Where's Fifi?
Oh, you don't have to worry about her. She's with Don DeFore. They're in the library, reading.
Yes, I'll bet they are. Well, I'll get down to the library and see if they're reading. Well, what do you know? They are reading. Hello, Don. Hello, Fifi, darling.
Hi, Rudy.
Hello, Rudy. Oh, we are reading such an interesting book.
Say, Rudy, do you mind turning the page for me? I don't want to take my arms from around Fifi.
And I don't want to take my arms from around Don.
All right, but don't let me catch you two holding hands. Just a minute there. What kind of books are you reading?
History. I have a 5-foot shelf of books on the history of America.
I have a 5-foot shelf of books, too.
History of America?
No, Bank of America. But let's not discuss my 5-foot shelf of bank books. And besides, it's a 6-foot shelf.
Rudy... Why don't you run upstairs and freshen up for the party tonight?
Parties, parties. That's for sissies. Don, I came out here to rough it, and I intend to. We leave it to Fifi. Tell me, Fifi, would you rather be in this warm, beautiful, luxurious home with Don DeFore or sit outside with a rugged outdoor man like me? Well, you ask foolish questions, you get foolish answers.
Oh, Rudy, I'd like to stay here.
You may have chosen wisely, but not well. Good night.
Fifi, you know, it was kind of nice of you to choose me instead of Rudy.
But I like Rudy the best.
Why, because he's better looking?
No.
Because he has more money?
No.
Well, then why do you say you like Rudy best?
Because he's listening outside.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Cookie? Oh, there you are, Cookie. We're ready for your number. Ladies and gentlemen, you will now hear a number from the Latin American Spike Jones. Xavier Cugar and his orchestra playing Choo-choo and Choo-choo.
canta, canta, pajarito, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Mira que la vida es triste, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Con tu porqué y tu trina, que alegra el alma, que la noche ya se va. Con tu porqué y tu trina, que alegra el alma, la noche ya se va.
Yes, Don.
Don't you think you better come in? You're turning blue.
I always turn blue this time of night.
Rudy, why don't you come inside? There's lots to eat, lots to drink, lots of girls.
You like girls, I gather.
I like girls anybody gathers.
Oh, well, let him go inside to Fifi. Yes, Pinky.
Oh, Mr. Valley.
What is it?
I just had the most terrible experience. I was walking in the woods, and a mama moose came charging down on me. So I grabbed her by the horns.
But a mama moose doesn't have horns.
I know. Would you like to join me in a cup of moose milk?
Pinky, where is all that army surplus camping equipment you bought?
Yeah, here it is. Two walkie-talkies, one parachute, one GI shoe with outboard motor. And from the wax supply warehouse, I got 10 pairs of khaki scanny, size 42.
Khaki scanny, size 42. I wonder if that's equivalent to a man size 38. Oh, Pink, you never do anything right. You know what you are? You're a perfect idiot.
That's what I like about this country. Everybody gets a chance to make good.
Pinky, do you realize that none of the Army surplus things you brought are of any value? Didn't you bring anything we could use?
Oh, sure. I also got some dog biscuits from the K-9 Corps.
Who would eat dog biscuits?
I don't know.
Pinky, stop that barking. Stop that barking. First I have trouble with Fifi, and now you.
Oh, Mr. Valley, don't speak to me about women. My girl said something to me the other night that made me so mad. She said, Pinky, you are probably the homeliest man in the world.
You got mad because she said that you were probably the homeliest man in the world?
Yeah. Don't you hate a girl who can't make up her mind?
Pinky, I can't understand why Fifi prefers Don DeFore to me.
Well, Mr. Valley, there must be a fly in the oatmeal somewhere. You gotta know how to handle women. For instance, last night I went into the Tunnel of Love. It was pitch black.
Did you have a girl with you?
What for? I'm not afraid of the dark.
Pinky, the Tunnel of Love is a wonderful place for a girl.
Oh, no, not for me. I only let girls kiss me on great occasions.
And what do you call a great occasion?
When a girl kisses me.
Pinky, I think you need the advice about women. For instance, why don't you take your girl to the park?
Uh-huh.
The park is wonderful for romance.
Yes.
Did you ever talk to the little birds?
Uh-huh.
Sing to the little flowers? Whisper to the little bees?
Yeah, but they took me away for a few months, and now I don't do it anymore.
I hope you didn't forget the tent.
I brought one. It's right over there.
That's not a tent. It's a rubber boat.
A rubber boat? Well, if the rain keeps up, we can use it.
But you have to know how to navigate it. Pinky, have you ever done anything nautical?
Oh, I've had my moments in the rumble sea.
Never mind that. Get in the boat and start rowing.
Ahoy! Ahoy!
Pinky,
is the water?
6 feet.
6 feet?
Yeah, now I'll measure it outside the boat. See, Mr. Valley, I hope somebody rescues us. Listen, hey, wait. Hey, something's coming over the walkie-talkie.
Hello, out there. This is Billy Burke. Roger.
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 Hey, is there anybody here named Roger?
Rudy, I just had to tell you what a wonderful time we're having in this party. It's so warm and comfortable and cozy in here. Oh, just a moment, Rudy. Don DuPont has an announcement to make.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a highlight of the evening, I'd like to present my protege, Phoebe.
His protege.
Who's going to sing a little number for us. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if she dedicated it to me.
My Phoebe.
Oh, thank you, Don. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to dedicate my song to that man of the great open spaces, my big, handsome, rugged he-man who means so much to me, Rudy Valley.
I wish I knew someone like you could love me. I wish I knew you'd place no one above me. Did I mistake this for a real romance? I wish I knew that only you can answer. If you don't care, well, let me hope and pray so. Don't lead me on. If I'm a fool, just say so. Should I keep dreaming on, or just forget you? What shall I do?
Rudy, I'm glad you came inside. I guess Fifi's song now showed you how she really feels, huh?
Ah, Fifi. Isn't she beautiful? Look at her eyes, lips, hair.
Yes, Rudy. And it's a shame all women aren't aware of the attraction inherent in lovely hair.
It is, Truman, indeed. As the poet said, fair tresses man's imperial race ensnare, and beauty draws us with a single hair.
Well put, Rudy. And what a difference in glamour a green shampoo can make. Hair that gleams with all its lovely natural luster. Actually, up to 33% more luster than that revealed by any soap or soap shampoo. You see, most shampoos are really nothing but liquid soap. And soap of any kind leaves a dulling, beauty-hiding film on your hair. And as hairstylists can tell you,
today's Improved Dream has a wonderful hair conditioning action. It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, easier to manage, right after shampooing at home or beauty shop.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Ah, Fifi, it's so nice sitting here with you in front of the fireplace without that before.
Oh, Rudy, you should have realized all along that you were the one I really love.
Hello, Mr. Valley.
Hello, Pinky. Hello, Pinky. Oh, I'm so happy. Pinky, between you and me, isn't love wonderful?
Between you and me, it would be ridiculous.
Rudy Valley will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday at the same time from Hollywood with Miss Billy Burke and that handsome hunk of man just out of the Coast Guard, Victor Mature. Pinky Lee, who appears through the courtesy of Earl Carroll's Theater, Miss Betty Bradley as Fifi, and Xavier Cugat, who will play Yo Te Amo Mucho, and that's that. ¶¶
all of you here in the United States surely know our victory loan drive is in full swing. Brought home to me forcibly in an article I read the other day was this point. We can't spend money on bonds any more than we can spend money to open a savings account in a bank. And in this case, our bank is the world's safest, the United States Treasury. And we get paid for saving our money, $4 for every $3 we save. We're helping care for our wounded still in hospitals, helping bring men home, helping care for families of those killed in action, and helping with many more big, expensive jobs that must be done to win the complete peace. So for your own peacetime security and that of your country, save money the Victory Bond way. It's time to sing a good night song again to you. It's time to sing another so long again to you. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous, the happiness of fun and song we'll soon renew. It won't be long until all the lights burn low again. And so you see, it really is time to go again. And soon the stars will be gleaming, sweet thoughts you'll be dreaming, for it's time to sing a good night song again.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Tonight's Dreen Show was written by Salma Diamond and Jack Robinson. This is Truman Bradley speaking.
Ladies, Dreft is back. Dreft, the amazing suds discovery for washing silks, nylons, woolens, dishes. Dreft, that gives you faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
Why, Dreft makes my dishes shine without wiping. And it washes all my nice things. Stockings, lingerie, woolens. Brighter and lovelier than even the most expensive soap flakes.
Yes, for faster, brighter, safer cleaning, ask for Dreft in the bright green package. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.